We go now to Grays Harbor County. Daniel Hargrove joins us, talking a little Aberdeen and Hoquiam. Nothing like the rivalry game out there. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. What's the gym look like for an Aberdeen-Hoquiam basketball game on a Friday night?
Well, tonight it was as packed as I've seen it in a long time. They actually opened up the second set of second-level bleachers for this one, as I think both towns realized that this was going to be the best game of the year that they're going to have a chance to see in Grays Harbor. As coming into the game, the Bobcats were first in league with a 7-0 record, and the Grizzlies were second with a 6-1 record. So everybody kind of was ready for this one to be a great game.
So talk to me about it. What happened?
Well, the Hoquiam Grizzlies actually get the comeback victory. They tied it up right at the end of the third quarter, and then they use a quick start to the fourth quarter to get the 79-72 victory over the Aberdeen Bobcats. So now both teams are tied atop the league at 7-1, and it is priming for a good finish for both of those teams, as really they're expected to win out in league, although there is a couple of tough teams that might be able to knock them off. The big players for Hoquiam in this one, well, you have the big three juniors that have been starters since their freshman year, and Jack Adams the third with 22 points, Jared Steen with 19 points, and Jace Varner with 16 points. But I think the real difference maker in this game turned out to be the only senior on the team, Brett Peelan. He's checked into the starting role since one of their juniors has broken his wrist in a sledding accident, actually, over the Christmas break. And now Brett Peelan steps into the starting role. He's a big post player, and he had 12 points, 12 rebounds, and also played great defense on a post player that's a good 4 inches taller than him. So he received my game ball for the night, mainly because he came out of nowhere. I talked to him after the game, and he was like, yeah, that was pretty much the game of my life.
I can hear right now, you talk about the sledding accident. I can hear my basketball coach from high school right now saying, and that's why we didn't let any of you ski, snowboard, or sled all basketball season long. And that's why I can't ski right now, because I was that's the reason I cannot get down the slope right now, is because I was a basketball player. So an unfortunate injury there. That trio for Hoquiam, I mean, all juniors, third-year starters. I mean, this potentially could be a team that could really make some serious noise next year with all those guys back.
Exactly. And they're pretty much their entire team is made up of juniors, too. They have the one senior. They have one freshman who is an athletic freak but still trying to figure out the varsity game. And then I believe they have one sophomore who is also injured. But, yeah, so they go with 9 juniors, and those 3 have been starting since their freshman year. So they're poised to have a big year next year as well. Some players I should probably mention for Aberdeen, Josh Collette, a junior, absolutely lit up the hoop tonight with 21 points, and it wasn't like he was rattling anything home. I mean, this kid had one of the silkiest shooting nights that I've seen in a long time. He ended up with 21 points, and he might have missed 2 shots the entire night. Just an impressive performance for him in the losing effort.
Well, neither one of these teams right now ranked in the top 10, but they got to be creeping up there pretty close. Some pretty good basketball being played out there.
I think Hoquiam might be creeping into the top 10. Somebody told me that they were ranked 10th in the AP in the latest rankings, but I'm not sure about that. But this win will definitely help them out.
Right.
And they ended up splitting the series with Aberdeen this year. The girls I covered last night, not near as fun of a game as the Grizzlies got the 41-25 victory. And senior Kylie Stewart for the Grizzlies had 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 steals for the Grizzlies. But the boys' game definitely was the one that packed the house.
You're exactly right. Hoquiam did sneak in the top 10. I was actually looking at the two-ways. Hoquiam is there at 10 right now. Aberdeen not receiving votes, but 2 very good teams out there. Thank you, Daniel. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet. Daniel Hargrove joining us from Fox Sports Radio in Grays Harbor County.